terrible.
Tender.
What do you call it stuffing?
Well, it's kind of blood boiled. It's old festering. It is kind of blood, uh-huh. Blue.
Ugh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
what happened to your parents? Did they both die at the same time?
No. My daddy died. He's 77, and my daddy was 90. My mother was just 90. Just fixing to turn 90.
Uh-huh. Boy, she lived a long time.
Yeah.
Hope I live to be 90. That'd be nice.
Yeah. She is all right, too. Well, he was, too.
Uh-huh.
Just got sick and passed away.
Yeah. My husband's father died of a heart attack, and he was too young. He was only 50. That's pretty young. But, you know, he wasn't sick or anything. He just died all of a sudden. Except for him being so young, that's the way to go.
Really?
That's good.
Oh, that's many of them, the cancer. I got cancer in my lungs.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I'll be here.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're here till you're 90. At least.
I want to be here 100.
Yeah. You know, they're always, every once in a while in the news, you'll hear about somebody who lives to be 100. And they always ask them, you know, what's the secret of your long life? And they always say something different.
Yeah.
Let's
go
see.
Get the paper in there, Gainesville paper.
When you get a blister, like I did the other day, it's gone now. I got one working out in the garden. When you get a blister, like on your hand, what do you call that stuff that forms, that's under the blister?
Oh, I don't know. I just never thought it just looked like water to me.
Okay. might say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? It the whole bee.
Yeah, boy, these old bees stung me right here on my chin, and one right under here. I was moving them rocks out there, and flew in there and stung me them old yellow-tailed ones.
Those are bad.
I was going to show you a picture that it got the age. And where's that? Oh, here it is. This woman over here. She's 96, I believe. Or was it 86?
96. She doesn't look 96.
See how nice looking she is.
Well, she is. Shoot, I've seen people in their 60s who look like that. I wonder what her secret is.
I don't know.
I don't have no secret.
Yep, but I'm not going to tell you.
You're going to keep it.
That's why it's a secret. Let's see. If you got shot or stabbed or something, you'd say you got to go to the doctor and have him look at the
wound.
Okay. If a wound doesn't heal real clean, sometimes a white granular kind of stuff forms around the edge.
I just say it festered.
Okay.
Matters.
When it festers like that, have you ever heard it called it? Any kind of flesh? Certain kind of flesh?
Okay. Don't believe it, yeah.
What do you keep in the medicine cabinet to put on cuts and stuff? Is reddish brown stuff that's poisonous?
Well, we just...
It smells terrible. Stings like crazy when you put it on your hand.
I can't think of nothing right
now. Sometimes you can get salt that has the same stuff in it. I don't know why you put it in salt, but you can get regular salt and you can get this kind of salt, this stuff in it.